You were in my blind spot. Didn't see you coming like a hard stop. Made my heart drop. Wasn't looking sometimes. There's nothing you can do. Let it hit you. It's the only kind of crash that ain't gonna burn. Only kind of fall that ain't gonna hurt. Hiding in plain sight.
You just heard a snippet of Blind Spot by country star Dan Davidson off his new EP, Six Songs to Midnight. Dan Davidson turns the clock to the next chapter with the release of Six Songs to Midnight EP, debuting at number one on the Canadian country iTunes charts and racking up over 800,000 streams already since its release. Since breaking onto the scene, Davidson has already earned 6 CCMA nominations, 10 ACMA awards, a gold record, a number one selling Canadian song and record, and top 20 charting numbers and hundreds of performances under his belt. This is an exciting new era for the country artist's career. I'm always thrilled to talk to my very special guest here to talk about his new EP, Six Songs to Midnight, is award-winning country artist Dan Davidson. Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm excellent. It's good to be back.
Jet setter. What have you been up to?
It's been kind of crazy here. I've been working a lot on getting a couple singles ready to go for this coming spring, actually. So I got 2 songs on the way that I'm finishing up music videos and productions for, and then all the while I've been finishing songs for artists like Haley Benedict, and doing a lot of marketing these days, and took a little vacation, and now I'm just getting ready to head off to Europe. I got a couple shows in France and England, so I've been just killing myself getting those sets together and planning my logistics and all the fun things that come with an international tour date.
Wow. I know, I figured you had 2. I knew the one in France, but I didn't know what the other one was.
Yeah, I'm playing a show called Buckle of Boots in Manchester.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a little festival, kind of a gig. And it's going to be really good. It's my first UK appearance. So I'm really excited to get there and make some noise.
Very cool. Well, we definitely know you'll do that okay.
Yeah, it's it's something I like to say is in my skill set.
There you go. We definitely know that much. Congratulations on your 6 nominations for the Country Music Alberta Awards. We were talking about that before we went on air here.
Yeah, thanks. It's good. It's exciting. I always find that music awards are a little strange feeling, because it's like I was saying off air, that I don't think music should ever be about winning. You know, it's not like football or something. It's all very subjective, but yeah, and you know, these things are always kind of fun. It's nice to get nominated, but I never campaign for votes and stuff like other artists. Like, I just don't, it just makes me feel gross to do that. So yeah, and a lot of these awards always come in like the members vote and all that kind of stuff, and I'm just, it's nice to get nominated and to go and to see your friends. And And I got to host the dinner this year at the Country Music Alberta Awards, which was kind of fun.
That would be cool. And you got to perform as well, didn't you, with the Roadhammers?
Yeah, which was really fun. You know, like those guys, I write with them all the time, and we've been a big part of each other's story this year. And so it was cool to get up on stage and to close the show out in a big way. We brought Aaron Goodman up.
Oh, cool.
After as well, so we had kind of like a bit of a heavy hitter combo to nail the show out.
Yeah, just making sure everybody just gives that lasting impression that no one's gonna forget.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Seeing you guys back up on stage again and performing live, that had to feel good.
It was good, yeah. It's been nice to get back at it. It's a little daunting though, because we've been all, you know, out of practice for so long, and you know, our bands are cold, and we kind of have new sets that we want to do and lots of music to work on. So there's a mountain to climb coming into festival season, that's for sure.
Man, and you are writing with so many artists as well as your own journey here. And it's just like crazy. I don't know how you can keep it all straight.
It's a lot of balancing for sure. Yeah, sometimes I find myself getting too involved with other people's projects and being like, oh, I got to pull the reins a little bit so I can get back to doing my own thing. But yeah, it's been good. You know, I've been working lately with a new song with Haley Benedict, and we're doing some songs with Robert Adam, Prairie States.
Oh, and Prairie State too. Wow.
Yeah, and Mariah Stokes, and like I was, we're talking about the Country Music Alberta Awards. I'd produced or written with like five or six artists of the nominees. So right after that show, I got a lot of phone calls.
Yeah. Even more. Let me see. Can we spread Dan any thinner? No.
Pour it on. Why not?
Well, as you said, you got to have that balance, right? So
yeah, totally.
A little while.
Yeah. Right. I try and spread it out at least. You know, it's schedule things for down the road, and yeah, it's all been good. Finding that I've got a good flow happening right now.
Well, that you do. What a year you had last year.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot to, you know, I never expected that I'd be busy through the COVID time, but it was a lot of creative juices were flowing, and I was able to make some noise in Australia, and now I'm starting to book some shows down there as well. So yeah, it's exciting. You know, the train's moving forward still.
Oh boy. And moving pretty quickly, moving very quickly.
Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah,
it is.
So juggling.
What does it mean to you being able to look back at the journey that you've had musically and going into this country genre? You got to feel really good about that about now.
Yeah, it's, you know, it was a very uncertain path to choose when I decided to jump into country, as you know, as a guy that had been around the block a few times in the music industry already and not really knowing, you know, what to do, to be honest. I didn't know anyone in the scene or anything like that. So looking back on the wins that I've had and doing it all with a very small team, it's been fantastic. You know, it's really validating. And it's cool. You know, I sometimes find myself going like, wow, I actually know stuff now. People are asking me for help, and I've started this like indie music vlog thing, giving advice to younger artists, and yeah, it's been cool. So I'm really, really proud of what I've done, but I always just feel like we're just getting started still.
You know, with the producer hat and the whole bit that you're doing and all the songwriting, what's the biggest difference you notice in yourself when it comes to the songwriting from when you first started in your career into where you are now?
I feel like on the songwriting side, in the early days, I was skeptical of co-writing. Like, I always felt like the collaboration made an artist lose a part of their creative stamp. But
oh, really?
the more I did it, the more I realized that you should always look at collaboration as gaining a percentage rather than losing a percentage. You know, you're unlocking perspective when somebody, you know, will regurgitate something back at you or sing it a different way than you sang it. And it always just leads to something else. So that's been a real lesson that I've learned over the years is all my best stuff comes from being open to letting my ideas change and morph as they bounce off and through people.
Mm-hmm. Has your style changed in your approach to writing?
Yeah, I think so. I think back in the early days, it was all very music-based. Like, it was all based around guitar riffs or just a feeling, you know, and that's probably more coming from a band perspective. And mm-hmm. and as I moved into like Dan Davidson, the writer, it was more about the lyric, I suppose, and more about clever ways to tie up choruses and interesting melodies that people haven't thought of before, or at least, you know, figuring out ways to spin things on their head. So it was more of a 30,000 feet kind of look at songwriting mm-hmm. rather than mm-hmm. a ground level thing, which I think used to be my mentality.
Do you find it easier to write for country than when you think about what your days were like before in the band?
No, I think country's harder because I think there's
really?
More rules. There's way more rules in writing country music. You got everything has to be clever and familiar and formulaic, but different and just on the line of not being clever. You know, it has to be very digestible at the same time. But in more artsy music, like in more like indie rock or any kind of acoustic kind of folk stuff, you can do whatever you want. You know, you can write a formulaic song, but I found that there's more. It's just like there's a level of acceptance to out there ideas and angular songwriting in those
yeah,
worlds.
Yeah, I guess so, when you look at it that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even in rock, like you can push the boundaries a little bit more, I find. But and not that I don't like writing country. I love writing country, but I just find that it's more strategic when you write a country song and you know right away once you've written something that's like, oh, this could be a hit. Like, this feels like I already know this.
And it's,
you know?
And it's funny because if you asked any like a fan out there, they would have thought the country would have been the simplest.
Yeah, you'd think. But, you know, I think it might be simple to write a bad song.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's really, really hard to write a brilliant song. So, yeah, I think that's one thing I think new writers, you know, it can get confused by too, is you can take a bad song and slap amazing production on it and fool people for a little while, but
that doesn't last long.
Yeah, that's never going to be a long game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that's a given.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's always just coming at people from a million angles, and that's what it seems that the song and dance is these days, is delivering consistency and trying to find a way to continue to at least tweak the wheel if you can't reinvent it.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that, you know, when it comes to the country for instrumental, is it harder as well in comparison to other genres?
Yeah, I think it can be. I think, like, the amount of technical ability that a lot of the people that play country music have is more advanced than the other genres I've played in. I think, yeah, because you could do kind of mad science and make crazy noises in the indie and pop world, and a lot of things are programmed sort of down in the pop zone. And in rock, there's sometimes amazing players in there, but I found that more consistently, everybody in country just blows my mind all the time. It's terrifying.
You terrified? No.
Yeah. Oh, this gets crazy. There's some of the, like, as a guitar player, some of the people you run into, it's just like, oh my God, what planet are you from?
Like Pete L'Espérance, I just had him on.
Yeah, and he's a freak.
Oh,
sure.
Man, is he ever. I'm telling you. The two of you would be awesome.
Well, we wrote a song together. We wrote my song Slow Dance on my first record, and I've known Pete for probably 15 years or something like that.
Genius, both of you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm telling you. When you look at your history right now, and you got over 20 million streams, solidifying with the fans as well as the music industry, definitely believing that you've made the right decision coming into this genre. We all believe that. But your solo projects and everything that you do in writing and producing, you're producing in, you know, what, 4 or 5 top 40 radio songs for other artists?
I don't know how that happened, but it was a nice nod to the hard work that I've been putting in, learning a lot more about production over the last couple of years. But yeah, it's just working with good people, and I feel like the biggest thing I've learned about getting things to that level is just you could just kind of get it to the finish line however you can, and you know, sometimes it's just obsessing and redoing and redoing and redoing until somebody's like, yeah, like, are we done here?
Well, there's so much that you've learned, you know, being a producer for so many artists too, and putting on that producer hat. Is that something that you really enjoy now, exploring more and more?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I almost feel funny calling myself a producer when I'm keeping the company that I keep with, you know, friends like Jeff Dalziel and guys like that. I almost feel sheepish talking about production around him, because he's kind of my guru and my mentor for all that stuff. But yeah, I do feel really proud that I've been able to, like, add that to sort of my resume as a thing that I do. And it's fun, you know, like, it can be super frustrating sometimes, and it's such, like, a battle of learning all the time. Like, I'm constantly watching YouTube videos and seeing what other people do to try and find a new trick. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was just telling, I just mentioned her, Haley Benedict, she was here recording a vocal today, and she was asking me production questions. And I started to realize that you just, after doing it for so long, you just start to learn how to hear things that cause problems in a recording. And like, I told her, like, you know, she's got just as good of ears, and I'm sure many artists coming up have just as good of ears as everybody else out there, but the fact is that the producers are the guys and girls that sit in front of their computers for 10 hours a day listening for that one thing. So it's just training.
Oh yeah, you know? Like, sitting back and doing that every single day, repetitive, you know exactly what you're looking for, you know, when you're doing on that production like that. And when you're sitting with somebody like Jeff, it's just the way that he can think. That's what he does, you know, when it comes to that end of it and the mixing. So it's the same. That's exactly where you're at now too.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing is just what I've learned kind of unlocks how to do this is just finding a way to hear a vision and then trusting decisions that you make. And that's been the hardest thing to do as somebody learning how to do this for so many years. It's just like, not second guessing myself. If I think it sounds good, then commit to it and keep moving. And that's really changed the game for me.
And this is a turning point for you, this new EP. This is a real journey you know, this is something pretty special. Tell us about what this means to you.
Yeah, the EP's, it was, you know, first of all, like putting it out, I was so excited to see it debuted at number one on the Canadian iTunes charts. That was
exactly
really great. Yeah, that's my second record to do that, so that's fun. And yeah, it was, you know, it had I think it came out in the top five in Australia too, so it's been a real pleasure to see all those songs finally end up together on a record, because I've kind of felt like they're all homeless for a while. They're all just floating around like these hard drive hits, these singles that are just kind of somewhere. And to get them together, put them on a record, I just felt like I cleaned my house, you know, like it was just like my thoughts were organized. I had something to talk about, and it let me kind of, building that record kind of realigned my focus, I think, for strategy moving forward.
Well, it's like you said, it's cleaning house, putting a period on the end of it, and next chapter, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and that was a fun time in my musical journey, and I can't wait for the next one.
I don't even know what to even expect from you now when it comes to everything I hear from you is fantastic. And then to know that there's going to be even more, you know, coming from you and further growth on this journey in country. And it's just incredible. So when we're talking about this next chapter, Australia was something that we were manifesting last time you were on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And look what happened.
I know. It's been wild to see that. I was really excited to see the record do well down there. And now Blind Spot, which isn't even a single, really. I haven't been promoting it like a single, is getting played on the radio there. And yeah, and I'm talking about heading down there, hopefully, in the fall to do some festival stuff. And
nice.
So it's kind of all coming together. I've just got a really small team on the ground there. I've got a booking agent and a radio plugger, and that's really it. Just started to make a lot of friends, and you know, I've chatted on Google Hangouts or FaceTime or whatever it is with a ton of the top artists down there. And
well, Haley Jensen, like one of them, right? She's done so well with her. Holy cow.
Yeah, Haley's been a good door opener for me. And, you know, we did this. There's CCMAs and CMAs, the Country Music Australia Association, did this like speed date Zoom thing where they did like 2 hours where it was, the first hour was hooking up artists with the other country's industry folks, like promoters and managers and all that stuff. And then we flipped it and it was like the artist meeting the artist. So it
was cool.
Yeah, it went a little longer than expected, though. It was 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
10-minute Zoom meetings, and it was exhausting.
Five hours and 10-minute Zoom meetings?
Yeah, it was absolute insanity. But I made a lot of friends, and I kept in contact with a lot of people. So, yeah, it was a good thing to do.
Wow, very cool. Just to be able to keep their name straight after everybody that you spoke to for 10 minutes. That's a lot.
There's definitely a few that stuck out and a few that I could tell, like, oh, okay, this, I get this person, they get me. So,
And you would know that by now too, with all of your experience. So really cool for them. Very cool.
Yeah. It's always kind of, it's fun seeing what happens next, and you never know, you know. I never thought that I would be taking country music around the world, but here I am.
See, multifaceted you are. That's all I can say.
There you go. I'm trying.
You're elevating every time I turn around.
I keep telling people.
That's right. Okay, so let's talk about this 6-track collection. Pretty cool. I absolutely love everything that you put out, but there's just something really special about this record.
Yeah, I feel like there's like a vibe going on. It was an accidental thing, actually. There's a lot of themes of just kind of grinning and bearing it and kind of, you know, get by with a little help from your friends kind of a situation. But there's the odd, like, classic Dan get drunk and fall in love song in there, too.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the same if you didn't have those in there, right?
Exactly, yeah. So it's cool. It feels like it's got a personality. And I really, really like records that sound like that.
Okay, so take us through the song. So we're going to talk about Really Shouldn't Drink Around You, which is the one that you did with Haley. Smash hit for you.
Yeah, so that was a song that took a long time for me to get out. I recorded it in 2019, and it was, I think we were talking about it last time I was on the show, it was like my first cut that I chose that I hadn't been a writer on, and I was kind of doing it as a strategic thing, trying to weasel my way into some really good songwriting sessions in the States. But anyway, through a bit of a miscommunication with some publishers and producers and stuff, somebody else eventually at the last minute pulled the song from me and said I couldn't do it, and this other artist had to do it. And so this guy released it in the States, and it kind of did what it did, and they put out a really soft version, and eventually the dust had settled on that. So I shifted, and I was like, okay, I'm going to release this finally. And it just kind of fit the vibe of this record. And I had just finished working, writing, and producing for Australian artist Haley Jensen. We just had a great time, and I was really hoping to expand into Australia. So I just called her, asked her if she wanted to come on the song. And yeah, it really took off from there. You know, it did really well in Australia. It opened a lot of doors, and I think a lot of people really liked it. The video did well. And there's, you know, wacky European line dancers have made line dances to the song.
See, I always know your creativity anywhere.
Yeah.
When it comes to the videos, I know it's you.
So it's pretty fun. It was just a cool song. It was my first ever duet with a female artist too, and so that was an experiment. And of course, we're right in the heart of COVID, shooting content for it with somebody halfway around the world. So it was
pretty genius. Pretty genius, I have to say.
Ah, thanks. Yeah, we were excited. I was happy about that song. It was a nice one.
Well, and it debuted at number 7 on the Australian country radio charts too. So that helped it along quite a bit. But man, it was one of my favorite songs. Loved it.
Thanks.
Really liked it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I think it was a fun one. And hopefully I can get a couple more with that kind of beachy. You know, I always like these songs that are romantic songs that aren't sappy. Like, I don't like sappy songs. I just don't. I really like fun songs, if you can tell.
I know. And this one, as I said, is one of my favorites. It stays on my playlist all the time. So we're going to play this one right now. Shouldn't Drink Around You by Canadian country artist Dan Davidson featuring Haley Jensen here on Music's Journey.
Such thing as gin and platonic. Hey, womp, it's gonna turn into two. It's gonna turn into you and me. At 2:45 with 4 boots under the bed. Yeah, you know where it's headed to. I really shouldn't drink around you. It's a risk, it's a gamble. A little more than I can handle. Just a touch of a buzz is enough to get me thinking things. I really shouldn't think about. If we order another shot, there ain't any way to muster up the strength that I haven't got. Yeah, wine is gonna turn into wine. I'm turning the lights off, blurring the lines, and in no time we're doing things that friends don't do. Really shouldn't drink around you. It's a risk, it's a gamble. A little more than I can handle. Just a touch of a buzz is enough to get me thinking things. I really shouldn't think about you. We end up on the fast track, getting back to where we left the past at. Think I would have learned my lesson by now, but I never do. Such thing as gin and platonic. I really shouldn't drink around you. It's a risk, it's a gamble. A little more than I can handle. Just a touch of a buzz is enough to get me thinking things. I really shouldn't think about you. We end up on the fast track, getting back to where we left the past at. I think I want to learn my lesson by now, but I never do. Really shouldn't drink around.
That was the smash single Really Shouldn't Drink Around You by my very special guest, country artist Dan Davidson, featuring Haley Jensen, off his new EP, and that's Six Songs to Midnight that's out right now. It is such a cool, cool song. It's always going to stay one of my favorites. Really good one.
Yeah, thanks. Well, yeah, it's. I'm hoping that there's more of those in the chamber somewhere.
Well, we're going to talk about Blind Spot right now.
Perfect.
This one's a really good one, too. Really good. Talk to us about writing this one.
Yeah, Blind Spot was a song that was done, I think it was in 2019 as well, actually. It was another song that was kind of just sitting there that I always loved, and I didn't know what to do with it. And I just got to the point where I was like, I can't just let this sit around. It was a song I wrote with some young Nashville writers, and typically rolling into a Nashville session, it can be a little awkward because you're just meeting somebody for the first time. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's like there's one of those things. I guess that's why I usually stick to my squad of like five or six people that I write with consistently, because there's just like a familiarity there. But that day, I walked out of the session and I felt like I'd made some friends, and I had a big smile on my face, and so I knew that there was something to that day. And usually when that vibe is in the room, good things happen. It was just an interesting song. You know, it was a very conversational delivery, and the lyric kind of had a bit of a twist on kind of a falling in love with somebody, but equating it to just like,
a blind spot.
Yeah, it's a fender bender, really, you know.
That's
if
right.
Somebody was sitting right in your blind spot. You sometimes all you can do is let it hit you is one of the lines, and I always thought that was cool.
Yeah, I loved the play on words for this one. It was really good. So we're going to let everybody hear it right now. Here is Blind Spot by country star Dan Davidson here on Music's Journey.
I wasn't looking for love. I didn't want to get caught up in it. Still hurting from the last time. Yeah, I said it was the last time I'd ever go down that road. But when it comes to the rear view, yeah, I never really check it. Who would have guessed it? Yeah, you were in my blind spot. Didn't see you coming like a hard stop. Made my heart drop. Wasn't looking sometimes. There's nothing you can do. Let it hit you. It's the only kind of crash that ain't gonna burn. Only kind of fall that ain't gonna hurt. I admit, plain sight. You were in my blind spot, didn't see you coming. Blind spot, didn't see you. Yeah, but you saw me. You were coming into focus. I didn't even notice till it was too late. Yeah, sometimes it happens that way. In my blind spot, didn't see you coming like a hard stop. Made my heart drop, wasn't looking sometimes. There's nothing you can do, let it hit you. It's the only kind of crash that ain't gonna burn. Only kind of fall that ain't gonna hurt. I admit, plain sight. You were in my blind spot. And thank God my blind spot. Now all I see is you. You were in my blind spot. Didn't see you coming like a hard stop. Made my heart drop. Wasn't looking sometimes. There's nothing you can do but let it hit you. It's the only kind of crash that ain't gonna burn. Only kind of fall that ain't gonna hurt. Hiding in plain sight.
Oh, no.
You were in my blind spot. Didn't see you coming. Blind spot. Didn't see you coming. Blind spot. Didn't see you coming.
You were in my
blind spot. Didn't see you coming. Blind spot, didn't see you.
That was Blind Spot, climbing the charts. It is another great song off of Six Songs to Midnight by country star Dan Davidson. Really, really love this one. So don't forget, you can download and get your copy on all streaming platforms right now, and you can share it on your playlist. And don't forget, you can request the songs that you love at your country local radio station. Don't forget to check out Dan Davidson's merch page as well. So that's under DanDavidsonMusic.com. Got some great stuff there too. Love it. Love it.
Well, thanks for the plug. Yeah, I actually just launched on my site. A lot of people were wanting signed CDs after I did that big contest, so I just put all my albums up there, and people can buy it, signed records now, and I just mail them out personally. It's kind of a lot of work, but it's sort of fun. I like that personal touch.
Yeah, see, and that's what the fans love, because they just feel connected even more. It's more personal, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's kind of one of those things that makes people stick around a little bit, is artists that can show some personality and some interaction.
Exactly, and you do that very well, and especially when you're asking them to be a part of your videos. You're just so creative when it comes to, you know, the videos that you put out there. I know I'm gonna laugh every time, every single time you put something out. I know there's gonna be something that I'm gonna be laughing at, and it's just yeah. You're so creative.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the fun stuff, is just not taking yourself too seriously when you have a kind of a cool job. It's hard to pretend, like, put your cool face on all the time.
Well, it's like Jeff, you know, getting in his head just for 5 minutes to see where he goes with something and the ideas. And it's like the same thing with you when it comes to your creative side. You guys are so cool when it comes to what you guys produce and what you think of.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Jeff and I have spent a lot of years coming up with good and terrible ideas. Sometimes they're the same thing.
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. Oh, man, sitting in a studio with you guys. Okay, so we got to talk about, there's two songs on here that, you know, are bonus for the fans. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, so Don't Judge a Beer by the Label was a song that I wrote with my good friend, Dwayve Thompson. Dwayve, I've known since the rock and roll days, and he's a hit songwriter. He wrote Champagne Night by Lady A.
Mm.
And yeah, we were at a writing camp in the Dominican, a CCMA camp, and it was just like people from Nashville and some top Canadian artists like Lindsay L and Megan Patrick and Andrew Hyatt and myself and a couple other people. And it was just like the best day at work ever. We're sitting on a beach and drinking beer in our coffee breaks. And, you know, all of the little condos had studios set up in them. And yeah, so it was just like a day that I loved. That's why I think I love that song so much. It's just like a no pressure day. And we were just, it stemmed from a really great conversation I had. Yeah, I wish every songwriting
went like that, right?
Yeah. It was in February, and I remember thinking to myself, I would call home and talk to my wife, and remember thinking to myself, it was probably a bad idea to mention that I'm on my coffee break with my friends on a beach drinking beer in February in Edmonton. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, because you're saying February in Edmonton.
Yeah, so that's
pretty darn,
like,
cold.
Snow blow three times a day kind of weather.
Wow. See, and you were just so happy that you were sitting on that beach, just listening to those waves coming in. And
yeah, so I learned a hard lesson about marriage that day. It's don't rub it in.
We're going to play this one right now. It's Don't Judge a Beer by the Label by country artist Dan Davidson here on Music's Journey.
Heard are true. Sometimes smiling faces hide what they've gone through. Not all wanderers are lost. Got everything they own in the backseat, sleeping in a Walmart parking lot. Whatever image is in your head, well, that ain't the full picture, man. Let it go, walk it back. I ain't got time for that. Whether you're East Coast, West Coast, fly over states, the sun's gonna set on it just the same. Sipping on Top Chef, we're dipping butts back. We're on the same level when we raise that glass. Oh, we're all on this earth, so just be great. Judge a beer by the label.
billboard signs and breaking news. Man, we got some work to do. Whether you're East Coast, West Coast,
that was Don't Judge a Beer by the Label. So that was a very special song. A lot of fun. This one's just really cool, laid back, and we need that. It's springtime right now. But my very special guest, Dan Davidson. That is an awesome song. Really cool song.
Thanks. Yeah, it's kind of hard to do like an arena song in country music, but that was kind of the goal there. And kind of, yeah, makes you think of Lighters in the Air, I think.
I think so. I think as soon as the festivals start coming, this is going to be a huge anthem song for you.
Totally.
Yep. Got there. And I think the fans are going to love it. Absolutely love it.
At least I hope so.
Oh, I think so. Without any doubt at all. So don't forget, you can download your copy of Six Songs to Midnight at all your streaming platforms, and you can share it on your playlist, and you can also request it at your local country radio station. Guarantee it's going to be another one for this summer. Oh. So when it comes to those tailgate parties, and yeah, good
That's
song.
Right.
Very cool song. All right. So talk to us about the last song there. This is another surprise.
I can't remember the order, but I know there's Role Models, Roll With It, Shouldn't Drink Around You, Blind Spot.
Role Models, I think, is the one that we're looking for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Role Models was a surprise song for me. Like, that one became one of my top streaming songs. Like, it's just been plugging away on Spotify, and I think that's cool because it was the right timing for that lyric to hit the world. Everyone was just losing their marbles in the pandemic, and the song is pretty straight up. It's that you know, get by with a little help from your friends kind of drunken support group type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a song that I'd written in pieces, actually. I had a chorus, and I tried to write the song once with Clayton Bellamy and a couple of the ladies from Nice Horse. And we kind of got some stuff started, but it was a failed session. And then I tried again, and I was in England a couple of weeks later with a different song, but it was sort of a related idea. And it's the same thing. Like, I just plowed through some verses, and then they kind of failed. And that happens sometimes in the songwriting session. But It dawned on me a few weeks later that both songs were in the same key, the same tempo, and about the same thing. So I literally just smashed them together, and I made this Franken song that became this this like pandemic anthem about how we've just had enough, and sometimes you just need a break, and there's not much you can do but grin and bear it and crack a beer.
Day 10 in the morning, I'm late and I'm red light rolling. You can't fire me, man, I quit anyway. It's been one of those days. It's a white shirt and a red stain. It's a bill in the mail that you can't pay. Trying to keep it all together, but it ain't getting better, man. I hate to complain. So I cracked that bottle of red. You should have just stayed in bed. It's all gonna work out in the end. Yeah, that's what I think. We ain't no role models, piling up empty bottles, 9 to 5, can't escape, we deserve a fucking break. son, I'm breaking down like my old pickup truck. I just passed that bottle of red and should've just stayed in bed. It's all gonna work out in the end, yeah, that's what I think.
We ain't no role models piling up empty bottles. 9 to 5, can't escape, we deserve a fucking break. If you got real problems and don't know how to solve them, come on over, grab a case, laugh and cry, bitch, and complain, yeah.
It's been a long day, 10 in the morning, I'm late and I'm red light rolling. It's all gonna work out in the end, yeah, that's what I think.
We ain't no role models piling up empty bottles. 9 to 5, can't escape, we deserve a fucking break. If you got real problems and don't know how to solve them, come on over, grab a case, laugh and cry, bitch, and complain.
See, that's what happens, you know, it's that butterfly effect, right? It's like, I'm getting out of here, I'm done. I'm yeah. leaving this body and I'm going over there. So
exactly.
Really, it's cool.
Yeah, and that's a fun one to play live. Like, the crowd always loves that because there's just a big gross F-bomb in the middle of the chorus, so drunks like singing that at the beer gardens.
That's right. That's why I figured these two smash together, you know, when you're playing live performances. This is going to be really cool for you this year.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's nice to have a little bit more to pull from for a live show too. You know, I can usually don't like playing an hour and a half. I like playing like an hour. It's kind of like the sweet spot. But now I can, you know, probably play 2 hours with,
nice.
With a lot of the songs I have. It's a long day, but it's nice to have nice to have a lot of songs to pull from on the fly. You know, it makes for a fun show.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on this. This is such a cool journey for you, and now you're embarking on another side. So you got some new music coming up too. So can you tell us a little bit?
Yeah. Well, the next song is going to be called Warm Beer, and it's probably going to be coming out at the end of May if all goes according to plan. I'm really excited about this one. This one is like it gives me the vibe of one of my favorite artists, this guy from Oklahoma called Hayes Carl. It's this drunken poet sort of style thing where it's very live sounding and it's very, very country. It's probably the most country song I'll have put out to date, I would say.
Nice.
So it's a really fun one. It's an upbeat song. And it's just, I think that's all I can say for now. But we're shooting the video next week. And it's coming together.
So you can send me a little sneak peek.
Sure.
That'd be awesome. I'd like to be able to hear it so I can say something about it. It'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Very cool. So you've got some live shows coming up as well. So we've talked about the UK, so you've got those two shows. You're going to be playing at Havelock as well. And you're playing in Hagersville.
Yeah, I got Hagersville. There's a couple of shows in Quebec that I think are being announced soon. Working on something in Calgary over the summer. So there's quite a few in the hopper right now. And, I'm just can't wait to get out there and do the Canadian summer thing like we used to back in the day.
That's right. Like 2.5 years ago.
Exactly.
Just cannot wait to get out there and just start hearing live music and not have to worry. It would just
100%.
Be, yeah. Just everybody like being able to enjoy.
Yeah. I miss like the autograph lines and the, you know, the meet and greets and all that kind of stuff.
It makes a big difference in fan base too, doesn't it? When you're doing the live shows and getting that music out there. So people that may not have heard your stuff yet are definitely hearing it when they're in the festivals like that. It's just a huge, huge draw when it comes to fan bases.
I think so. And it's just like, it doesn't feel like I put in an honest day's work unless I've like done the, you know, the autograph line and hanging out with people after the show and trying to meet as many people as I could. So it's going to feel good to be back to what I like to consider normal.
And the guys are going to be so excited to be able to play some of these live shows too together, right?
Yeah. It's always tricky with a big band like we have, but especially with, you know, guys living all over the place. So it's so nice to get everybody in the same room when we can, because we don't actually, you know, those of us that do live in the same city, we don't actually get to hang out all that much because we're all so busy doing so many music projects.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, when we get on the road, we get to almost feels like a
play
vacation
time.
Sometimes.
I was going to say play time for sure, because, well, everybody's had to, you've had to reinvent, you know, during this time with COVID, just to pay the bills, because you guys weren't out doing shows, because you normally have structured time for writing, structured time for studio, and then for your radio tour, and then out there promoting the music. And
exactly.
Changed everything. But now look at all the hats you wear. It's awesome.
Yeah. Get so many Zoom calls in the last 2 years. I never want to open another one.
Well, see, I didn't do that to you today. That's
there
okay.
you go.
See,
yeah.
When you're sitting there going Zoom, nope, we're just nope. Not today.
I appreciate it.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Okay, so do you have time for a few burning questions?
Sure.
All right. So who do you find inspiring today as a songwriter?
As a songwriter, well, Hayes Carl, the guy I mentioned earlier, it's like what he does is not typically what I do, but there's something about what he does is just so interesting to me. Like, he has this lyrical style where he'll just take a common phrase that I've heard a million times and spin it in a way that sounds way cooler than I could imagine. Hmm. So yeah, he's really interesting, a really good poet, you know. He's you should check him out. He's definitely one of my favorites.
I'm gonna have to do that. And he's in Nashville, right?
He's in Nashville, but he's from Oklahoma, and he's really big on the Texas scene, much like Cor Blund.
Oh, nice. I like him too. Oh boy. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. So that's my country guy. I also always love watching Stapleton, but that's more on a performance side of things. Like his music, he's obviously embraced by the country world, but he's not really a country singer. He's a soul singer.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And whenever I see him sing live, like at the Grammys or whatever, I'm just like, oh, well, he's clearly the most talented person in the room. And he believes every lyric he's singing. And I try to remember some of those things. Like I don't feel like I'm a natural singer. I feel like I'm a natural creative. But when I see people like that and they just believe what they're singing, it always is a nice reminder for me to dig in a little harder.
Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite singers, country singers.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, just to watch him and, you know, hear him play again at the Grammys. It's just everybody stops what they're doing when he's up there and starts singing.
It's just like you can hear a pin drop, you know.
Exactly.
He doesn't need anything.
It's nice when somebody can play like that, just playing acoustic, and he would have the exact same kind of attention that he does when he's got a full band behind him.
Yeah, it's effortless, you know. So that's something I'm always jealous of. I feel like I have to work way harder than
killer voice, I'm telling you. But you see, I think the same about you guys though. You know, when I'm listening to you, like, I have certain favorites in Canada for sure. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, I just love everything that you've put out.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. That. You're amazing all the way around. What can I say? Favorite rock band on radio today, Canadian radio?
On Canadian radio, who do I love? You know, I've always thought that the Arkells were always kind of under the radar for me, because they were in the same world as my old band, Tupelo Honey. Like, we'd hear about them, and, you know, they're from Hamilton, and we were out west, and we once in a while maybe cross paths, but to see what they've done and to see them develop the style they've done, I have a lot of respect for those guys.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like, every time I did Edgefest, and same thing with Canadian Music Week, those are the ones I would shoot all the time.
Yeah,
every
time. They're great. Yeah. And, you know, on the international side, there's an English artist that is like gigantic over there that it's only really just come into my sphere of knowledge in the last year. Is this guy Sam Fender? He's unbelievable.
Yes. Oh man, is he good?
Yeah, it's just like Bruce Springsteen meets the Killers or something.
That's so true. I would never have put those two together, but now that you said it.
So he's one of my favorite. I think that's sound, that like kind of 80s bright sound is something I'm really resonating with these days.
Yeah, there's a lot of sound coming back, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
From the generations, 80s. You're hearing a lot coming up.
I love it. I just like totally love it, and it's been informing a lot of my new writing for my own stuff. So
very cool. Do you have a favorite band from the 80s?
Well, my favorite most embarrassing band is definitely Huey Lewis and the News. They're the best.
Why would that be embarrassing?
I don't know, but I love Huey Lewis and the News.
Me too.
Power of Love, it's the best.
There we go. I'm telling you, That's where all that side comes from you, I'm telling you.
That's it.
You can blame it on him. There you go. All right. So when you set your sights on bigger things and places, because you've traveled an awful lot in your career, where is one place that you would love to perform live that would be your dream location?
Well, you know, I've been spending a lot of time putting in the work for Australia, obviously. So I'm really hoping that I can get on a big festival there like CMC or Groundwater or one of these, you know, Tamworth Country Music Festival. I think that's kind of a big goal for me right now, but I'd love to be able to play in London, in England. I'd really like to expand over there too. So I'm putting in some more work in the UK. It's tough with country, you know, like, you know, a lot of people I'm sure would say, I want to play at the Grammys and I want to play at the ACMs. And, but yeah, I don't know. That kind of stuff is cool, but it just seems like it's a little hollow to me. You know, I'd rather play my own big show. I want to play somewhere where people are coming to see me, and not because it's on TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I hear Kate's talked about that a lot too over there, how difficult it was to get country even started.
Yeah.
In England.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's really starting to pick up a lot.
Yeah, it's becoming a thing that people care about for sure. I've seen it, you know, I've been there a few times, and definitely there's an awareness that wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm. And Canadians are on the top of their list.
Yeah, they love like Jess Moskaluk and the Tenniels.
I know, because we've got so many listeners from the UK, and that's where I'll get most of my comments. You know, it's when I'm interviewing a country artist from Canada.
Really, hey?
Yeah, they love it. Oh. They absolutely love it.
That's so great. Yeah, it's good fans over there. You know, it's interesting too, because they learn about music in such a different way than we do. Like, mm-hmm. The way their radio works, like BBC will get behind something, mostly because there's a groundswell, you know, not because somebody's calling them and asking them to play something. It's just there's a buzz, and that's why I think so much cool music comes out of England, because there's mm-hmm. a bit more of a natural path, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Really cool. Well, I'm so excited for you, my friend. So I'm going to be waiting. So you'll send me something just so I can listen just a little bit for me.
For sure. You'll get a sneak peek for me for sure.
Looking forward to it. Well, congratulations, and wish you all the very best when you're going on this amazing tour that you're going to be doing for a couple shows there in the UK. And we know you're going to kill it there. And coming back with some great news, I guarantee it. I know it.
I hope so.
There always is with you. I never, ever have any issue trying to find what I'm going to be doing for content when it comes to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll keep grinding and see what I can come up with for you.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to it. You have a great night, and thank you so much for sharing a little bit, and congratulations on this 6-song EP. Ah. Pretty cool.
Well, thanks so much, Kim. It was always good to be back, and hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Very cool. Safe travels, my friend.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right. I want to thank my very special guest, Dan Davidson, for coming on the show. I hope that you will join me here on Music's Journey for some more great shows coming up. I'll be interviewing Josh Ramsey, Mackenzie Lee Meyer, Devin Cooper, Smoke and Ashes, Jamie Warren, Jason Blaine, New Moon Junction, Amy Sky, Mark Jordan, and so much more. I hope that you will join me here next time on the Music's Journey show. Don't forget you can check out my podcast at musicsjourney.com for more of the artist interviews that you don't want to miss. You can also check out the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love for all the latest music, videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you next time here on Music's Journey.
Maybe I'm acting crazy, but that's the way that you shake me. You make me lose myself. Say it, man, I wish I could say it. If I find the moment, I'll take it. 'Cause there ain't nobody else. I'm wrapped around your finger. Girl, you're my everything, yeah. Let's not waste one more minute. There ain't no world without you. About you, and I don't wanna see another day without you. Oh, it's true. I don't need a love that needs explaining, and I don't even care if you take my name. People always talk about three little words, but I only want two.
change anything about you, and I don't want to see another day without you. Oh, it's true.